off the run really well. They take the ball away. When they take it away, they make it to the house. And six interceptions for touchdowns. Obviously.
Is that what it is, six?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, their defense is good. I mean, they're obviously creating turnovers, scoring points. They've been good for a real long time, and I think sometimes those things are just kind of contagious. They get on a roll, they come in bunches, and it's definitely working for them. I think they've got one loss this year, and that was to the Green Bay at home, I think, and it was just that's a tough place to win anyway. So this team's very close to being undefeated, and obviously we've got a huge challenge ahead of us with their defense.
When you face a team like that stops the run so well, do you still have to kind of be stubborn with the run to try to get something going?
No, not necessarily. There's definitely opportunities in the running game. You know, they're just playing a little bit more man coverage on first down. Their defensive coordinator, his background is D-line, and he knows that if you win first down and second down, you're going to be in sack opportunities on third down, and then also with sack opportunities come turnover opportunities. So I think that's really going to be our challenge, is finding ways to win first and second down.
As well as Otto played on Sunday, good that you should have Mike back, Mike Bruce, that is, back at left tackle this week.
Yeah, I have no idea what the status is on him or whatever, but Otto filled in nicely, obviously against Dwight Freeney and that defense that they run there. It was good to see. You know, I don't know. We weren't really expecting to have him, so he did a nice job. He stepped up to the plate, and you know, that's what we're going to need people to do from time to time this year, him being one of those guys.
When their defense is on the field, the game just seems to move faster. Is that accurate?
They have a lot of, you know, they've got great speed, but I think they play really well together. Like, their defense understands the concept of their defense. They've had continuity. They've been running this defense for, you know, like 10 years or something like that, and you know, they just move fast. They're not afraid to go make plays. You know, you study a team like this, you learn how they practice and what they do, and it's no, you know, you're not that surprised that they play so fast, that they create turnovers. They're really good at getting the ball out. They're really good at getting tips and overthrows. A lot of times those end up as incompletions. For these guys, they seem to end up as interceptions, and their interceptions seem to end up as interceptions taken to the house. So, you know, we got to be sharp. We probably just talk about it more, just talk about ball security. I mean, we've talked about it already. We highlight it, but at the end of the day, you just got to practice with proper technique and doing the right things, making good decisions, and, you know, just continue to do that.
Do you have to pay attention to when they move peppers inside, or do you focus more?
I don't. Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at everything, but that's not – I've got enough. I got other people to worry about on their defense.
What's Jennings in particular been doing well to get the six picks in 7 weeks?
He's a very educated guesser, and he's an athletic guy. He catches the ball where a lot of times defensive backs bat it down. But you'll see on tape where you know, where they're bringing pressure, or it's a third and seven or a third and eight, and you know, he's jumping routes. I mean, for sure, taking guesses, taking chances, and doing a great job with it. I mean, that's what the good corners do. You know, you play against guys, and you try to find those things on film, and you know, bring it into this game that we're playing Sunday, and see if we can use that to our advantage for big plays.
I was gonna say, can that occasionally work against a guy if he guesses a lot?
Yeah, but again, I think they're well coached. You can tell they're well coached. You can tell when they play an offense, they understand the concept of what the offense is trying to do, and also the timing that they're trying to do it. So, you know, it's all got to line up perfectly for us to take that opportunity, to take that shot or whatever. But for sure, I mean, there's things that we're studying right now on film that you know, that we think we can take advantage of. But then again, I'm sure they're saying the same thing about us. So, you know, that's why we play Sunday.
You talk, I guess, a lot when you guys win, not to feel too good about yourself. When you lose, don't feel sorry for yourselves. The early part of this week has been maybe more of a struggle than some other weeks, just because of the way you lost, and it takes a couple of days to shake that out of your system.
Well, Sunday night was tough. I mean, that was one of the roughest Sunday nights I've had, just in terms of you know, searching for answers, trying to figure out how we let that one get away. You have to get it by it, though. You have to put it behind you, and you know, usually that comes when you watch the film, you get graded on the film, and then you turn the page and you get ready for the next opponent. So absolutely, from the time the game was over till you know, after we moved down to Chicago on Monday afternoon, it was it was a horrible feeling.
You know Cutler well. I mean, have you had a chance to be around him?
Maybe? Know him a little bit. Played against him when he was in Denver, and seen him here or there. I had Jeremy Bates, his coach, in Seattle in 2010, and we were installing that offense, so we kind of studied what they were doing that year, and they had a great thing going in Denver with him and Brandon and Marshall and Stokely and Eddie Royal and Scheffler and all those guys. They had a great year that year, so I've seen him play a lot. He's obviously a good player.
Quarterbacks obviously get to analyze some of their, how they play, how they carry themselves. You know, he's a little misunderstood, you think, as far as a personality standpoint, or how you know him as far as.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think a good measure of any player is if your teammates respect you, and it sounds like from the things I've read that the guys respect him in the locker room. So. I think that's a good measure of what kind of teammate you are. Usually, the respect factor that your teammates have for you.
So, what's Kendall done? I know he's among the league leaders now in terms of third down catches. What makes him especially good target on third down?
He got me some headphones early in the year.
Sweet.
I'm sorry. You wanted more? I mean, he's on the field. He's on the field, and. Obviously, he's a guy we drafted. We think highly of him. So when the coaches put together the game plan, they try to, he's in the progression. He's, one or two or three. Or, hey, if you get a one-on-one, take it whenever you want it. And anytime you do well with those opportunities, you catch the ball, make a play, you get more opportunities. And so he's done that. And he's been healthy and he's been out there. So, I would imagine he continues to get those things. And we put in some plays that are for sure just for him. You know, stuff that he's done well in his past in college. So, he'll be a part of this team for a long time. And we're just trying to, go at his pace. And the more he can handle, the more he can do, the more opportunities he'll get.
Are you going to Beats or Bose?
They were Beats.
Are you going to offer any
Bates by Dree.
Are you going to offer any advice to Werner and McCourty because of your experience with Bates' offense, just on how to handle
problems? Yeah, I don't know. I may. But I know they're well-coached and they know what they're doing too. But, sometimes during a week, you have chance opportunities for conversations at lunch or in the locker room, in the cold tub, in the weight room, in the hallway, whatever, that sometimes you get a little nugget that you use in the game. That may come up. That may not. I don't know. In terms of the rumors, I don't buy into the rumors. I did make a joke about it, but I know how I feel about him. I know how the coaches feel about him, and he's a great player. If anything, I feel like I should throw him the ball more. I mean, he makes plays for us, and I like him a lot. But he's definitely a big part of what we're doing, and through any season when you're not winning, when you don't have like a winning record, you're going to hit adversity and you're going to hit bumps in the road and you're going to hit times when the team wants to pull apart just a little bit, and that's when the team really has to pull together, especially pull together in those times. And I don't even know really what that is, but like with that or whatever comes up, that's where you pull together and you just either come together or you don't. And I feel good about what we got, and especially with him.
You had to deal with some shuffling on the O-line last week. Sounds like again this week. What kind of challenge does that maybe present for you guys?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but I think we handled it really well last week. It was, it was unfortunate when everyone went down on that one play. And, one thing we do different here that I'm used to is we play – like, everybody gets snaps on offense in practice. I'm not used to that, but Munch, it's his philosophy where – I'm in there with Kevin or Byron or Deuce or whoever, and so it's not like the most crazy thing in the world when those guys have to get reps in a game. They play together. It's not the same five guys all the time. So, you know, in that regard, I think we're well prepared for it. No, not at all. Actually read that on the ticker the other day. So, you know, it's just normal for me. Just keep doing what I'm doing and until told otherwise.
From your viewpoint, is CJ doing anything differently the last 3, 4, 5 weeks than he was doing earlier in the season? The yards is a huge difference.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do know that you keep working hard, keep practicing hard, and keep accepting the coaching that you're getting, then you can pull through slumps or pull through, you know, when you're not putting up the numbers that you're used to putting up. And I think that's what we've done. We've come to practice with attention to detail, doing what we're asked to do and giving effort and that kind of thing. And, you know, it sounds dumb or whatever, but, you know, people say, hey, we just got to roll up our sleeves and get back to work. And that's what you do. And I know that we've been doing that in the running game. And obviously the Buffalo game was really good for us. We ran the ball fairly well this past game as well. So I think we just got to, you know, keep doing that, keep buying in, keep it accepting what they're asking everyone to do and expect good results.
Kendall's done particularly well on third down. Is there something that makes for a good third down receiver? Do you
have to probably trust, I think. You know, third down is where, as a quarterback, that's when they bring all their exotic stuff. That's where, you know, they game plan for you specifically, and you, in those situations, go to somebody that you trust. I was actually not aware of Kendall getting so many balls until it was brought up earlier, but that's just in my past. You know, usually third down, you need it. It's not the time to just you know, give it anywhere. I mean, you got to have it. And so, you know, that's what we're working for.
You big Halloween guy, Matt?
Medium.
Are you the candy passer out guy tonight, or are you be going out with kids?
No, we've said in the word, someone else's friends or rookies, rookie-type people are handing the candy out. I'm trick-or-treating with my children. Yeah.
Okay, Matt Hasselbeck's thinking about dressing up as Matt Hasselbeck?
Probably. Probably bald guys everywhere.